Buckeye, the best you can buy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What a beautiful morning. Blue sky. Just a great day to work around the yard today. A little bit on the cool side, but that's okay. That'll make it easier for you to get the work done that needs to be done. And let's hope that Mother Nature has stabilized, because this is the time to really get out there and plant. I'm beginning to plant now. I think we're out of the woods, even for southern Maine. And definitely in the Boston area south, you should be out there and planting and setting up your annuals and getting your hanging baskets hung on the hook. Time to wake up the yard, wake up the house, get the window boxes filled with plants, and get the tomatoes put in the garden. Mine go in this week. I just think it's time to get moving. So if we can help you to work in your garden today, the number to call is 800-259-9231. You give Don a call, he'll get you set up, and we'll work together so that you know what to do and how to do it. So don't be shy. The way that you learn to garden is to ask questions. Just like when you went to school, if you had a question, you asked the teacher, well, this morning I'm your teacher, and I'll do my best to help you. Now, we are broadcasting live this morning from Latchey's Garden Center. They're in Methuen on Route 97. Great garden center. We'd love to have you come down and say hello. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. Also, they have Dr. Earth is here today, and he's going to be talking with you if you have questions on different types of fertilizer and what are mycorrhizae and the different types of bacteria, because Dr. Earth is a very unique company. All of their fertilizers are organic, they're all natural, and they all contain probiotics, which is a combination of different types of microbes. And we've been talking a lot about microbes in the last 2 or 3 years. It's the new technology. The days of 10-10-10 and 5-10-5, those days are gone. They're gone forever. And even the farmers now are changing. They're not using the chemical fertilizers anymore. They're going to be too costly. They don't help to rebuild the soil. They don't help to build the microbes, the organic matter level in the soil. So if you want a garden that you'll be proud of, that will excite you, you've got to start to change the type of fertilizer that you're using and use the organics, the ones that contain the microbes and the mycorrhizae, and you'll see that your plants are going to grow a heck of a lot better. There'll be less disease problems, there'll be a lot less stress problems, and you'll have produce that you'll really enjoy the taste and the color and the smell and the quantity and the lack of diseases and insects, or at least a lot less of it. So, you know, if you have questions on that, give us a call, 800-259-9231. We're all going to work together and try and make gardening a lot of fun. So the way that you start with your garden is you begin with organic matter. Whether you use peat moss, whether you use animal manure, either chicken or cow manure, but you need to add some form of organic matter to your garden every year. The secret is organic matter, because organic matter will retain moisture, especially during the heat of summer. It will help the microbes to live in there. It will draw earthworms that will continuously move that soil, open it up, make it better. And you're going to see that your plants are going to grow a lot better. It really is incredible. So try it. Even if you're only going to do a part of your garden, put some organic matter in there. It will cut down the amount of water, especially if you live like on Cape Cod and you have a lot of sand. Organic matter will cut the amount of watering that you do. And if you live in an area where you have a lot of clay, the organic matter will break apart the clay. Your roots will grow better. You'll have a more productive garden because the soil will be open. Your roots won't be hitting up against a wall. You'll dig through that soil with ease. The plants will mature quicker, and you'll just have a much, much better garden. So let's start to think positive. This is a fresh year. We're going to have a good vegetable garden, a good lawn, and a lot of other things. The phone number, 800-259-9231. Now, those of you that have moss in your lawn, there is a way to kill it, and it works very, very well. There's a company called Lilly Miller, and they have a liquid or a powder moss killer. The liquid you can just spray right on it. The powder you can put down with a spreader, and it will take care of the moss in your lawn, giving the grass a chance to fill in those spots so that it doesn't get any light. There's no room for the moss to grow, and your lawn is going to look a lot better. You also, once you kill the moss, you've got to put some sort of a soil conditioner in there to make it less acidic. But you've got to kill it first. So get some moss killer, put down some old-fashioned lime or the Jonathan Green MagiCal. One bag is equivalent to 10 bags of lime, and it is going to really help to make the soil sweeter, so moss will have a rougher time. Now, if you've got moss in your lawn, and you've got a garden in that same area, there may not be any moss in the garden because you're caring for the plants in there, but the soil that's in the garden is going to be as acidic as the lawn is. So you've got to add some lime or some MagiCal to the garden to sweeten the soil. The sweeter the soil, the more of the fertilizer that you apply. The more fertilizer that you apply will be used by the plant. If the soil is acidic and there's moss visible, and let's say you put down, say, 100 pounds of fertilizer, the acidity will grab a hold of that fertilizer and make it unavailable to your plant. It grabs it, it holds it, and it says it's mine. You can't have any. And until you make that soil sweeter, the plant is going to have a tough time to grow. You may say, well, I've been feeding it, but nothing's happening. It's because it's too acidic. So kill the moss with the Lilly Miller Moss Killer. Get some lime down or some MagiCal to sweeten the soil, and that will make the fertilizers that you put down work a lot better. Whether you're using an organic fertilizer or a man-made fertilizer, they're going to work better. And more of the fertilizer that you put down will be available to the plant if your soil is sweeter. Okay? Now, those of you that have clay, gypsum. Put some gypsum. You can buy a powdered product that you can put down with a spreader. There is also a liquid gypsum made by Soil Logic that you just spray on. But the liquid gypsum will coat the particles of clay preventing them from sticking. If they don't stick, your roots have an easier time to grow through the ground. Bigger carrots, bigger beets. Plants that are able to produce a bigger root system than they've ever been able to because they're not fighting with like a ground filled with wet, thick, heavy clay. And go to your local garden center. You can get the liquid gypsum right there, and that will help you to have a better soil. Now, if you have an established garden, you want to give it a push. The secret is mycorrhiza, one of these little things that we don't see in the ground. They are microscopic. They are the good guys. There's a company called Alpha Biosystem, and they make something called Plant Thrive. Plant Thrive is the only liquid mycorrhiza. If you're using the powder, you've got to scratch it into the soil so that it comes in contact with the roots. This new Thrive is a liquid. It will soak into the root system of the plant, and it will help. What mycorrhiza will do, it will double the size of the root system of your plant in 30 days. So if you get some perennials that are a little slow, or you want to have big, strong vegetables, get some of this liquid Thrive. It will double the size of your roots. I've been using mycorrhiza, and in the fall of the year, I cannot pull my tomato plants out of the ground, my peppers. I have to use a shovel. That's how big the root system is. So when you're up and about, get some of the Plant Thrive. Use it on perennials, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, and away you go. 800-259-9231. I want to tell you about some great new lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted Organics, a Boston-based company, converts food waste into an all-natural organic fertilizer. Converted organic fertilizers are safe for kids, pets, and the environment. They do not contain synthetic chemicals, chicken waste, or biosolids. Converted Organics receives food waste from supermarkets and converts it into an all-natural organic fertilizer. By diverting food waste from the landfills, where they would otherwise produce methylene gas, Converted Organics is helping to reduce destructive greenhouse gases. This spring, nourish your lawn and gardens, help to reduce greenhouse gases by purchasing Converted Organics 100% natural fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you or to sign up for a chance to win an organic lawn care makeup, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and sustainable. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You sound like you're under the weather, Don.
I am a bit under the weather. I apologize to your listeners, but I will be a bit hoarse for today, but hopefully next week I'll be ready and raring to go.
You're a good trooper. You're a good trooper,
Don. What I'm here for.
Who do we have up first this hour?
First, this is Karen from Massachusetts, who has a question about a tree of hers.
Okay. Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Can you hear me?
Yes, nice and loud.
Okay. Hi. I think I really goofed up. I bought some Bayer crabgrass killer, the one that you attach to the hose, and
yes.
I have a bad back, so I can't just spray all over, and I thought I'd be clever and spray a few dandelions around this beautiful, I think it's a weeping cherry tree. You see them all over the place. Well, I think it sucked up some of the crabgrass killer, and I want to know if there's any way. The bark is probably 12 inches around the base. It's a good-sized tree, but all the little buds that are coming out should have started to open to the big green leaves, and they're all brown and crinkly. And I think I got some of the killer on it.
Did you do this last week?
Maybe last week or the week before. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Last week I covered my garden with tarp to kill my mint.
Okay. Did you, when you applied the crabgrass killer, was the tree in leaf or in flower at that point?
No.
No. Okay, so when you look out the window now at the tree, there is no leaves on that tree?
No.
Okay. It's not the crabgrass killer. The crabgrass killer, for it to kill the tree, would have to enter through the foliage. Okay? the crabgrass killer cannot go into the plant through the root system. Okay? So it's nothing that you've done wrong. What I would suggest that you do is get some Miracle-Gro and really, really give it a lot of fertilizer, because you should have foliage on it right now. We had a frost at my house about 2 weeks ago. You know, we've had beautiful weather. We've had 70s, we've had some low 80s, and the season is about 2 weeks ahead. Your lilacs should be coming into bloom now and be at peak around Memorial Day weekend. Well, they're in peak right now. My house in Maine, I'm in Kennebunk, so I'm in southern Maine. We had a frost about a week and a half ago, and I got up in the morning, went outside to get the paper, and I just happened to look at a perennial bed, and my beautiful oriental lilies, they were 18 to 24 inches tall already, which they shouldn't be, they got hit by the frost, and they're all drooped over, and I don't think they're going to make it. A stilbe got hit, and all the tops of the astilbe have died back. My bleeding heart, the tops of those all got hit by the frost. Montauk daisy, which is a strong, strong daisy. It's a fall blooming one. All the tops of that were hit by the frost. So I'm going to clean them all up, see what happens. Yesterday, I started walking around the yard and noticed the PJM rhododendron, which is one of the toughest rhododendrons there are. The new growth that was out about an inch was hit by the frost, and it's all wilted and soft. I don't know if that new growth is going to survive. My yews, I mean, spreading yews, upright yews, had about an inch or so of new growth on them, and that's all drooping down and brown. That doesn't happen. The yew is tough, tough, tough. Japanese red maples that were in full leaf, brown on some of the branches due to the frost. Hydrangea, blue and white hydrangea, totally killed back with the growth on the top of the plant with the frost. So it's nothing that you've done. And if the plant is strong enough, it's going to come right back. Don't prune it back for now. Just leave it alone. Get some liquid food on them, and let's see what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. On my yew, I'm going to prune it back and get it all cleaned up. But on the Japanese maple, the hydrangea, the PJM rhododendrons, I'm going to wait. On my perennials, I'm going to cut back some of the dead growth, feed them, keep my fingers crossed. You do the same. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes in an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
D Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Guiding Club. We're at Lachey's Guidance Center on Route 97 in beautiful Methuen, Massachusetts. And this is a very, very unique guidance center. And the last year, they've opened up a fresh produce and bakery in the guidance center. And they have bakery products from all over New Hampshire and Massachusetts that's made daily and brought here. Fresh milk, eggs, free-range chickens, you name it. So if you're looking for some fresh produce and great bakery products, they just gave me some blueberry bread. Wow! It's from the Boca Bakery in New Hampshire here in Hampstead. New Hampshire, and they're trying to get me to eat something called, from Cameron's Bakery, called Cinnamon Monkey Bread. It's pretty good. Now, Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Earl from Maine, who has a question about the cotton seeds.
Okay. Earl, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Perry Garden Club. Earl, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Earl?
Doing very well, thank you. I want to thank you for taking my call. Paul, I planted the cotton seeds, and now they're 2 to 3 inches in tall. When are we going to be able to put them in the ground, sir?
Well, what I'm going to do in mine, I'm putting them outside during the day to get them accustomed to the cooler temperature and giving them some direct sunlight. But I'm not going to put them into the garden until the end of the month. I'm going to wait until Memorial Day and get them planted at that point. But for now, during the day, put them outside, let them get that sunshine, let them get accustomed to the cooler temperatures. And it takes about a week, sometimes a little bit longer, for the plants to get acclimated. In the meantime, that plant is going to go from a house that's normally temperature 70 degrees or more, especially if it's near a window, the sunlight coming through the window, the heat will intensify, and it may be even 80 degrees right near the window. But by putting it outside, the plant gets accustomed to the temperature changes. It gets ready for it, and that way it's not a shock. And what I do, like I have tomatoes right now and peppers. They're all in pots. They're outside during the day. At night, they go inside my garage. And I do that for about 5-6 days. And then I leave them outside, and then I plant them. And that's what you need to do, is to get them acclimated. But use some liquid food on them. And you have to say to yourself, you know, I live in New England. The season isn't as long as it is in North Carolina, South Carolina. So a little bit of extra fertilizer to kind of push that plant along, and you will have cotton on that plant. And in about 2 weeks, we're going to have the people from Bayer on, and they're going to give you a lot of information about what you should be doing as far as feeding and watering and things like that. But select a sunny location. The more sun, the better. If you can put it in a location out of the wind, so that it's able to grow without interference, especially if you live near a lake or if you live near the ocean. You don't want to put it so that the wind coming off the water is going to be shaking that thing every time there's a storm. So someplace that's sheltered, someplace that's sunny and warm, and you'll have cotton by the fall. Thank you, Earl. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Anne Marie from Maine, who has a question about chipmunks.
About chipmunks. Good morning. How can we help you today?
Well, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
We have 3 shrubs in the front of our house, and about 4 years ago, one of them died. And then 2 years ago, another one died. And this winter, the third one died. We have a chipmunk. He has a little hole, and we know it's a chipmunk because he scampers out of there. And I'm wondering if he's keeping his nourishment over the winter with the root system of the shrubs.
Well, he's probably digging a place to live underneath the shrub.
Uh-huh.
And in the process of digging this hole, he's cutting the roots of the plant. So, you know, chipmunks are nice animals and cute and everything to look at, but, you know, they're basically a rat with a nice jacket. And it's getting to a point in your yard where they've already killed 2 plants. They've moved to another plant. They're probably feeding on the root system. But by cutting the roots to making a place to live, they're hurting that plant. And it's costing you money. And, you know, you didn't invite them to live there. So you're going to have to give them a choice. Either get out, or you're going to have to take some drastic steps to get rid of them. Now, there are products that you can use to drive them out of there. And that will really help you a great deal. Now, there's a company called Bobex that has a product that you can spray in the hole and around the plant. And it's called, it's a Bobex for small critters. And that will help to drive them out. The other thing that you can do is, if you've got a cat, get some kitty litter and stuff some used kitty litter into that hole. And the smell will drive them out because the cat is a predator. And the chipmunk knows that if he's not careful and there's a cat around, he's going to end up as cat food. So if you can put something in that hole, like kitty litter, and wash it in, and then plug up that hole or any other holes that develop, and see if that works. And if this guy is so brazen that he just laughs at you, then you're going to have to take some measures, and that's going to be using a rat trap with some peanut butter and go that way. You know, I don't like to do it, but he's killing shrubbery, and it's getting expensive, and they're going to multiply, and they're going to start to move into your perennial beds, and the next thing you know, they're going to be eating your hybrid lilies. They're going to be eating your iris. Anything that's a tuber or a bulb, they're going to eat. So you got to control them now. Otherwise, you're going to end up losing your entire garden. Good luck. 800-259-9231. If we can help you with your garden, you give us a call. We're going to work together. Now, I know a lot of you are going to be planting tomatoes or potatoes. Remember the blight we had last year? There's only one product that will help to prevent it from coming back, and it's made by a company called Natural Industries. It's called Actinovate, A-C-T-I-N-O-V-A-T-E, Actinovate. Go to your local garden center. If they don't have it, they can order it for you. But it's a microbe that you put into the ground at the time of planting your potatoes and tomatoes. And it will help to fight off the late blight, the blight that killed everybody's tomatoes last year due to some of the box stores. Okay? So Actinovate, and do it when you plant your tomatoes. It's got to be in contact with the roots, and your local garden center should have it. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Steve from New Hampshire. Is a question about some perennials.
Steve, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you? It's been a little while since I've talked with you. I hope you're doing well. I don't think I'll have any problem eating the lovely morning breads and so forth that they're giving you, do you think, really?
Here's the problem.
I'm calling on behalf of my wife. Something's eating our perennial plants underneath the ground, and that's poppies, allium, and so forth. And we call the County Extension Service, and they seem to think it was voles, although we see no evidence of any holes. And furthermore, these plants are 50 feet apart in some cases in different areas, and it seems the first year this happened. So I put out mouse traps near where the plants are eaten under the ground, and we haven't had any results as a result of that. And I just heard your last call, and you were talking about chipmunks and so forth. It's making me wonder about that because we do see chipmunks around. But this is under the ground. It isn't necessarily the bulbs. It's the plant. Once it's up, it just bends right over. You can pull it out.
Now, did the plants come up and grow, and then they just now that okay?
Yes.
Well,
it looked lovely,
a couple
folks.
Things.
Yeah, and my wife went out, and she just can just hardly has to touch it, and it comes out of the ground. And I looked, what it looked like it had been eaten under the ground, but I can't see any evidence of a vole.
Yeah, well, it most likely is because moles will eat. One year, I had a collection of daylilies. And I was real busy in the spring, and it took me a while to get. I had put a lot of pine needles over them to kind of protect them during the winter. And as I started raking up the pine needles, the daylilies that had come up about 3 or 4 inches started coming up. And in the mixture of the pine needles, I was finding all kinds of little baby moles. and they made tunnels throughout my entire perennial bed, and I lost about half of my daylilies. Go to your local garden center, and there's a product called Mole Scram. It's a granular product, comes in a yellow container, Mole Scram. And you would broadcast it in all of your perennial beds. And I would put some in the lawn for about 2 to 3 feet in front and in back of your perennial beds to create a buffer area around the bed. They're very active right now. They've come out of a long winter. They're hungry. They're tunneling just below the surface. They're looking for worms. They're looking for Japanese beetle grubs, and they are very, very active. So get some of this Mole Scram. Your local nursery and garden center will have it, and it's going to work very, very well. It's not a poison. It's not a something that's going to hurt them. It is basically oils such as castor oil and other ingredients. And what happens is when these rodents, and it will work a little bit too with chipmunks, when they dig through the ground, they'll get this castor oil on their fur. It's sticky. They don't like the feel of it. And they'll clean themselves just like your cat does. When he gets dirty, he'll sit there and he'll just lick his whole body to clean himself. Well, this animal will do the same thing, except he's licking castor oil. Castor oil is a laxative. It gives them the runs. It's smart enough to know that every time I go there, I get the runs, and eventually it will stop going. So get it down today. Put the sprinkler on to change it from a powder to a liquid so that it can work itself into the ground. If you could run the sprinkler for maybe like a half an hour, you're going to see a big difference. The ground is also dry, so the watering will help to make get the plants motivated, and it will make that castor oil-based product get into the soil and prevent them from continuing, because if they found something there that they like, they're going to be back, and they're going to look for other flowers in your garden. So don't mess around with it. Take care of them now. The other thing that's really active right now are ticks. They're every place. So if you want to get rid of the ticks in your lawn, if you're getting them when you're gardening, there's a natural way. It's called EcoSmart Tick Control, and it was developed in conjunction with the State of Maine Disease Control Center. Totally organic, totally natural, but it's EcoSmart Tick Control, and you can find that at your nursery also.
Hi there, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts on the field with Dave Meller, Director of Grounds for the Boston Red Sox.
Hi, Ashton. Welcome to Fenway Park.
Thanks, Dave. Hey, I gotta tell you, man, your field looks great.
In this league, Ashton, it has to. That's why we use Scotts.
Nice. Any advice for fans who want their grass to be green and thick?
Funny you should ask. I actually helped Scotts develop two new products to do just that. Fenway Park Lawn Fertilizer and Fenway Park Grass Seed.
Oh, so now fans can use the same Scotts fertilizer technology and actual grass seed varieties you use here.
Absolutely. Now anyone can get big league results, even if they don't happen to have a grounds crew.
Hey, that'll certainly give Red Sox fans something to get excited about.
Yep, that and beating the Yankees.
Yeah, Fenway Park Lawn Fertilizer and Grass Seed by Scotts. Scotts, the official lawn care company of the Boston Red Sox.
Play ball!
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advance. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advance. Better science, better results. BayerAdvance.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step.
other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Times are tough and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Lackey's Garden Center, Route 97 in Methuen. We'd love to have you stop by and say hello. The gates are open. They have coffee on and all kinds of pastries. Pastries grown, made locally in New Hampshire and in Massachusetts. Fresh produce. When the season gets right, they'll have fresh corn and tomatoes. But they have all kinds of great produce right now. Local breads, local milk, free-range eggs, and shrubbery. Beautiful shrubbery. They have something that they've had, for years and years now. They have a section that's called Mix and Match, 5 shrubs for $99. They also have larger ones, 3 for $99, and a great assortment of perennials and annuals, vegetables, beautiful geraniums, and hanging baskets. And patio planters. Normally you don't see patio planters ready until mid-June. Well, these are ready now. So if you're planning a party or a wedding and you want instant color, these are beautiful. And they have some for sun, some for the shade. Just incredible. So come on down and say hello. We'd love to see you. And I'll be here until 2 o'clock. So come on by. Don, who's up next?
This is Nancy from Massachusetts, who has a question about tomatoes.
Okay. Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. First of all, I just want to say how much I love your newsletter that I get over the in my email. Very informative, very, very good. And my question is, I have planted some tomatoes from seed, and they're now a couple inches tall and maybe need to be removed from the seed tray. Shall I put them in a pot and then transplant them into the garden, or is that too much moving them around?
Oh, no, no. That would be great.
That
really would be great. Yeah. Get some, like, either 3 or 4 inch plastic pots. And
yes.
If you've got some that you've been kicking around, all you need to do is put some water in your sink, put a cup of Clorox or any kind of bleach, just to sterilize the water, and wash these pots in your sink with a little bit of Clorox. And that way, if there was any disease on it, the Clorox will kill those spores. Let them air dry. Get some potting soil. Scott's has a great potting soil all mix. And when you put your seedlings in the pot, you want to put half of the stem into the pot. So you're going to plant them deep. Tomatoes have the capability of making a root system on the stems. And when I plant my tomatoes, for example, the ones I have right now are probably or maybe 8 or 9 inches tall. And they're in pots. I'm not going to put them into the garden until the end of the month because we've had some frost where I live. And when I put them in the ground, they're going to go 3 inches deeper. And there's no other vegetable that you do this with. Because by putting them deeper, that stem will double the size of the root system. So you're in good shape. Don't say to yourself, well, I'm going to be late. You're not late. But today, if you could just get some clean pots, some sterilized potting soil, put them in there, and put them in so that they're probably an inch deeper. And then firm the soil and mix up a little bit of Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Give them a good drink of fertilizer and do like I'm doing right now. I put my plants outside during the day, and at night I put them inside the garage. And you can put them on your porch, on the deck, or patio, and it will help to get them accustomed to the temperature changes because your house, you know, is probably 70 degrees, but during the day it warms up warmer. And you've got to get these plants acclimated to the change. So if you go from the house or from a greenhouse directly into the yard and the weather gets cold, you could have a little bit of a setback. But by you getting it ready, they acclimate themselves, and they'll be beautiful. It makes a big, big difference. So you're in good shape. Now, the other thing, I talked just before the break. If you've got a yard and you're bringing in some ticks, you've got to get the control on them now. They're very, very active at this point. I have 4 dogs. We started picking a few ticks off of them, and when I started picking them off of me, it was time. Get a product called Echo Smart Tick Control. It's got a picture of a little girl and a dog right on the label. It's all white. You screw it onto your hose. You spray it on your yard, and it will kill the ticks and also mosquitoes. It's a wonderful product. It's all natural, and it's oils. Peppermint, rosemary, clove, thyme, sesame, peanut, and a lot of others.